haven't even seen it once yet. Here comes Mark. You want to be a Wampa? Mark wants to be a Wampa, Rook. We will when Grandpa and Grandma come. We do go there a lot. We go there too much. Never in a million years we go there. Sure we go there. Not true, Ross. Ross says never anymore. We don't anymore go to Children's Palace. Sure we do. I saw you and Mommy go one day. Oh, really? Well, that's not the same, huh? Don't they have toys at Penny's? Okay, well, we'll go to Children's Palace someday, I guess. I told Mark, Ross is mad at me. He said, you better stop being my daddy. I said, you better stop being your daddy. He said, no, you be Mr. Nobody. And I said, okay, I'll be Mr. Nobody. And he said, that means you have to get killed.
And I said, Mr. Yabody.
And Mark said, Mr. Yabody. That's a nice idea, Mark.
Mr. Yabody, and don't.
And don't get killed, Mark said. Mr. Yabody, and don't get killed. No, I'm going to do what Mark says. He's got good ideas. I like your ideas, Ron. You got nice ideas. I'm going to do what Mark says. Okay, Ross, you lose. I'm going to do what Marky says. Don't go away, Ross.
Ross was taken to correcting his dad. I sat down. I said, pizza. And he said, no, pizza square. And then I started blowing on it to cool it off. And he said, don't blow. There's a rule against blowing.
Let it cool by itself.
Oh, Marky, get your shoes.
I told Ross, said, I wonder what kind of present I'm getting tomorrow. And I said, oh, Grandpa doesn't really mean he's going to give you a present every day. And he said, yes, he did. He said so. And I said, oh, well, I'll have to talk to him. And he said, oh, don't do that. It's not really true that those two presents were the only things I wanted. In other words, it's not the case that I've gotten all that I want now. And I might want some more, so please let Grandpa give me some more toys. Grandpa had promised Ross that he would, or said something about giving him a present every day. Every day while he's here for the next 10 days. So Mark, Ross was up on the ledge down at the fountain at Point State Park, and I said, are you going to jump? And he said, no, remember of my broken leg. In other words, remember my broken leg, or think of my broken leg. But he said, remember of my broken leg. He had just hurt his leg a little bit. He hadn't broken it, but he kind of scraped a little earlier. Marky was looking at the McDonald's milk and he said, is that called McDonald's? Pointing at the big M. And Ross said, in fact, we're in McDonald's. He said, McDonald's is a store, a kind of store. It's not really a store, it's a restaurant, right, Dad? Oh, it's not really a store, it's a kind of restaurant, that's right. What kind of restaurant is it, Ross? It's a drive-in restaurant. Ross said it's a store restaurant. First part is store part and the other part is restaurant. In other words, you walk in, you buy your food, and then you sit down and eat it. You walk in and buy your food, right? And then you sit down and eat it. That means it's part of a store and part of a restaurant. So we're talking about Chuck E. Cheese. Ross said, and Mary said, that little animal is a
it was a beaver or something, and Ross said, it's not really an animal, it's a person under a costume. What is it? That person is under a furry costume. Marty said, Ross said he didn't like bubbly water, and Mary said, in Hungary he liked bubbly water. And he said, no, the bubbles weren't as bad in Hungary. Ross, we're going to eat raisin bran, Marky. Ross said, I asked Ross if he wanted to do some Fluoroguard, and he said, no, it's too late. You should have given it to me last night. It won't work without toothpaste. And I said, yeah, I was going mumble, yeah, do it. And he said, no, it won't work. And I said, he decided he would try it, and he gargled it. And I said, did it work? And he said, here, try it and see. And he put my finger in his mouth and bit me. Not real hard, but he proved that he had strong teeth by biting me. Ross spilled his milk at McDonald's yesterday, and this morning I was reminding him to be careful with his food. And I said, remember what happened at McDonald's yesterday? He said, what? And I said, you spilled your milk. And he looked at me and said, you're still mad? I said, I'm a good dad. And Ross said, no, you're a despicable dad. And I said, where'd you learn that? And he said, from the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner show. And Ross said, yeah, guess what? Preschool Joey and Brian and me were trying to find out who was the best biter of the dogs. And I bit him and he said, ouch.
No.
Joey bit you?
No, I said that Joey.
Yeah.
And
it didn't hurt on him because I got him all wet. And he said, ouch. And he said, I was the best biter of the dogs.
Uh-uh.
Who's the best biter of the dogs?
Dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you tell the story.
Me and Joey and Brian were fighting, was trying to figure out who was the best part of the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian tried eating my milk, and I bit Joey, and it didn't hurt on me because I got him all wet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fired Brian and he said, ouch, and he said, I was the best fighter.
Ross said that at school we pretended we were bad guys, and I kicked the pretend bad guy. We were playing Matthew friends. You mean Matthew Star friends, Ross?
And I was Matthew Star.
Uh-huh. Ross was Matthew Star.
Matthew and Joey were Matthew friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was Matthew Star and Joey was Matthew's friend. And Brian was Matthew's friend. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen Matthew Star on TV, Ron?
Yes.
What is it like?
He has black hair and it wears black
skin. And a friend that has black skin? Uh-huh.
Black hair, black mustache. And they both
your best friends today? Who are your best friends?
Joey and Brian and Mike and me.
What about Ryan? Does Ryan ever play with you anymore?
Yeah.
No. Who does Ryan play with?
Ryan
plays with Brian?
No, Brian plays with Brian.
Brian plays with Ryan?
No. Ryan plays with him once.
He said he doesn't play with Ryan because Ryan does all this yucky stuff. I played with him once,
I played the black hole. I pretended I was Charlie. And what else?
And I pretended I had a laser gun.
I pretended I had a laser gun. And I was... What? You were R2-D2 and Vincent?
No, Marky was...
Oh, Marky was E.T. and R2-D2 and Vincent. All of them, right? Great. Mark... All the little robots. All the little guys. That's great. How about Yoda? Marky could be Yoda, too. You weren't playing Empire. You were just playing Star Wars and E.T., right? And Black Hole. Uh-huh. Well, do you ever play with a girl? Did you play with any girls? Okay, Marky, we'll go
through. But only three would play with.
Who would you play with?
Jeannie,
who pretends she's always the baby. Yeah.
And we played with her today, and she was the baby.
And we were Matthew Starrs. And me and Joey and Jeannie pretend we played turning the babies, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what other girls do you play with? Just Jeannie?
No.
Who else? You won't play with Anna Maria anymore?
Well, I don't play with
my
friend.
That's your friend, right?
And I play with Logan.
You do?
Good.
Do you play with any puzzles at school?
No.
Do you play with any of the other games?
I don't have them anymore.
You don't have puzzles?
No.
Because they messed them up?
No, they used to do them.
What happened? But when I want to be a pirate, how can you put a patch on my eye?
Just
when I want to be a pirate dog when we play the golden monkey. What's wrong with you? Have to go pee? Okay, we're going to go in here. Where's our house?
And Joey says that King Kong isn't real.
He's not?
No.
Why? She's on if you want to watch it.
Yeah. Well, you guys snacking around here.
Yeah, but he's
a little baby.
He's being quiet. He's trying to calm down. We told him to calm down, and Ross is going to stay away from him, okay? Stay away from him. What? Yeah. Okay.
Looks like I'm going to have.
Quite a meal. Mm-hmm,
really. It's good, right?
Certainly, it's yummy.
It's good that I'm having a big meal, right?
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Yeah, because it'll get all me stuffed up.
Mm-hmm.
And
I won't
be hungry
tonight.
First
one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we'll make another one here. Our fourth crackers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound fun?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Should I make one for Marky? Let me see if Marky wants one, and then I'll make a whole other one for you, okay?
Marcy said, I'm patting my fat cheeks. And I said, they're grapes. And he said, how did you, and you know, he said, do you know what they are? And I said, yeah, they're grapes. And he said, how did you guess? Of course, I had seen him eating grapes a little earlier. Prof didn't really mean how did you guess. He just, well, actually, I had set him up to say how did you guess to you, because I said, see if mommy can guess.
Yes, and I guessed.
You
and
guessed.
He said, how did you guess?
Right.
Not the way he said it to you.
Right. It was me who just said, how did you guess, because he wanted to say it.
Ross said, Dad, when we really would want to play Gold Monkey, you really would have to buy me an eye patch to be the dog. He was talking about he wanted to play Gold Monkey. And he just pointed out that if he really wanted to do that, I'd really have to buy him the eye patch first.
Ross said, on the Spider-Man Adventure Hour,
no.
Spider-Man and his amazing friend, so I tell the whole thing. Spider-Man came on and crashed into a garbage truck.
No, he jumped onto a garbage
truck and said, hi, friend.
I
said, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Garbage cans and
says,
just a friendly neighborhood dummy.
Yeah. Okay. Now everybody go downstairs for breakfast. Downstairs for breakfast. Okay. A little earlier, Ross had said,